Toisfis, in Mesechta Soita, Daf Heyomad Aleph asks, the Gemara over there is discussing Gaiva, all the terrible, terrible things of Gaiva. And one of the things the Gemara says is, V'omer Abelazar, kol Adam sheyesh by gasas haruach. Any person that has Gaiva, ain afroy ninar. He's not going to stand up for Tchias HaMeisim, and he darshened it from a pasuk. In other words, it sounds like he's going to have no chelik in Olam Haba. Frey tois v'steimu. Amaylo yichoshev hai b'mishnas chelik. If someone that's a Baal Gaiva has no chelik in Olam Haba, so how come the Baal Gaiva is not included in the infamous list in the beginning of Perek Chelik as one of the people that are in Lem Chelik Lelem Haba? And Toys says, I have another kasha. V'hoda Amar b'Perek Basra, the Ksubis, Taf Kuf Yer Aleph, Amar Aleph. The Gemara says in the end of Masechtas Ksubis, so those are the sugis that talk about Mailas Eretz Yisrael. Mesim Shabbat Laretz. So the Gemara over there says that people that die or people that are buried in Chutz Laretz, Einam Chayim, they're not going to merit Tchias HaMesim. How come they're not mentioned in this list of Ve'elu She'en Lam Chelik Lo'ilam Haba? And he says, not just that, there's a Gemara that says, Malvi Beribis are En Lam Chelik Lo'ilam Haba. Ameor Oretz are not going to stand up for Tchias HaMeisim. So it says, Toisvis, that how come they, who in different places in Shas are mentioned as people that have no chelik in Olam Haba, somehow are excluded from the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Amar Aleph, and Tosfos says, Tzorich Ian, he does not know the answer to this question. It's interesting, but there's a tshuva, in Shailos HaTshuvos Noida B'Yehuda, and this is in Yoyredeya, Madura Tinyana, Simin Reishe. It's a very, very small tshuva. The simen, the name of the tshuva is Bir Divrei HaToisvus Besoyte Daf Hei Amar Aleph Divrei HaMaschul Kol. So you don't see this every day, but this is mamash the name of the red bite. This is the name of the simen. Bir Divrei HaToisvus Besoyte Daf Hei Amar Aleph Divrei HaMaschul Kol. The shoyl in that tshuva was none other than the great Rabbi Yishaya Pick, Rabbi Yishaya Berlin, who's, if not the most, second most often quoted shoyl in Shailos HaTshuvos Noida B'Yehuda. And he asked the Noida B'Yehuda, he said, I was learning this toisvus, Soyte Daf Hei Amar Aleph, it's Divrei Agada, without question. And he said, Toisvus blives shver, why is it that the Mishnah Perek Chelik mentioned some people that are Eilam Chelik Loilam Haba, but seemingly omitted others? Frank Rabbi Yishaya Pick, why didn't Toisvus say Tanav Yishaya? Throughout Shas, the Gemara asks questions like this. We have a list, it says Ve'elu, Minyana, etc. And the Gemara will come out and say Tanav Yishaya. So Frank Rabbi Yishaya Pick to the Noida B'Yehuda, that why did Toisvus not simply answer Tana v'Shayer? So the Noida B'Yehuda answered the question, and he began with a disclaimer. Kedarki b'Kodesh, he says, Hine lulei kvoidoi ein darki lahoshev b'divrei Agada. When not for the fact that I have such respect for you, the Shoyl, I would not answer your question. And the reason is because this is divrei Agada, and we know this from learning Tshuvas Noida B'Yehuda Tzazam and Baruch Hashem for many years, that the Noida B'Yehuda felt ein darki lahoshev b'divrei Agada, and not chalila because he was mezalzel in divrei Agada, like one of the Shoyls once tied it to him, but simply because ein li esek ben astaris, this is above my pay grade. It's not something you could understand al derech hapshat. This pnimius, this soidus in it, and this is shailos tshuvos. This is halacha lemaisa. What do you want me to tell you? You'll tell me a svara, I'll tell you a svara. We could all sit together and say, I hear. So really, ain't darki lahoshe b'divrei Agada. However, v'amman l'chvoidei amina, but because of who you are, I'm going to tell you what my response is. And the Rebbe gave him two terutz, and we'll just mention one. And that is, when do you say Tanav Yishaya? That's when the Gemara, the Mishnah, will mention a list, and it'll be Meshayer a little bit. But in the words of the Noida B'Yehuda, where it's Paritz Meruba Ala Oimed, where the amount that was omitted is greater than the amount that was mentioned, that already loishamanu that you should say Tanav Yishaya. So, for example, if you're going to mention a list of five things, and you're going to leave out two, okay, so I'll tell you Tanav Yishaya. But let's say you're going to mention a list of five, but you omitted seven. So now it's already Paritz Meruba Aloimit, to use an Erevin term. So over there said the Noida B'Yehuda doesn't pass to say Tanav Yishaya. And this was a halacha psuka that the Noida B'Yehuda said through a Dvar Agada. That's really negay, a different sugi is that you learn. Now just to appreciate, Mechatesi, it's Paritz Meruba Aloimit. I mean, the Mishnah mentions five people that are in Lam Chelik La'olam Haba. Tosfos threw out a couple of examples, but really, to properly appreciate what the Noida B'Yehuda meant, one Lashon HaRambam, and then we're going to start the Gemara. The Rambam, and this is in Hilchas Tshuva, it's Perek Gimel Halacha Vav. Ve'elu she'en lam chelik lo'olam haba. The following are a list of people that have no chelik lo'olam haba. Ela nichrosin ve'oivdim ve'nidoinin al goydol risham ve'chatosam lo'olam ul'om e'olam. Says the Rambam, Haminim, Vapikorsim, Vakoifim Betoiro, Vakoifim Betrias Amesim, Vakoifim Bevias Agoyal, Vamishumodim, Umachtie Horabim, Vaporsha Mitarche Tibor, Vaisa Verus Beyad Roma Befarhesio Kehoyokum, Vahamuisrim, Umatile Ema Latibor Shloilashem Shamayim, Vishleichve Domim. This one's scary. Upali Loshen Hora, Vahamoshech Har Losai. Either way, the Rambam then goes into great detail, and the Rambam does a little bit of math for us, and he says that if you do the math, there are 24 Averis for which a person can lose his Chelek in Olam Haba. So really, Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelek Olam Haba. The Mishnah says, Ve'elu She'elam Chelek Olam Haba. The Mishnah mentions just a few examples. Tosfos in Sota Daf Hamad Aleph says, I don't know, we seem to be missing. Frank Rabbi Shaya picks a ton of Ashaya. Look at the Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva. He doesn't quote the Rambam, but it's Pashas is what he meant. Look at the Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva, Per Gimel. The Rambam goes through 24 people that are Eilam Chelek Leilam Abba. The Mishnah mentioned a handful. Really, it's 24. That means it's Paritz Merubah Lo'oimit. For this already, you can't say ton of Ashaya. Why didn't the Mishnah mention it? It's an amazing Kasha. How amazing. It's Tosfos Kasha, Sota Daf Hamad Aleph, Tosfos Bleib Tzarechin. It's the name of a simon in Tshuva Snoy de Behuda, but in that Tosfos, it's a very, very shver kasha that Tosfos is asking. But for some reason, you learn the Mishnah Perek, okay, just don't learn Svar Machitzainim. The truth is, it's a little more complicated than that. Really, there is a list of Eilu She'elam Chelek Loilam Haba. The Rambam, by the way, after he recites this list, he fears Zeus and he says, "Bamedvar Mamurim, when is this true? Shekol Echad Mi Eilu Ein Loi Chelek Loilam Haba. That's B'Shemeis B'Loi Tshuva. Aval Shav Mirishay Umeis Vu Bal Tshuva Hareize Mi Bnei Oilam Haba She'Ein Lo Chadaver She'Oimei Bifnei HaTshuva Afilu Kofa Be'Iker Kol Yomav U Ba'Achroina Shav Yesh Loi Chelek."